Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hello everyone, welcome to Deep Soul Sunday. I'm April Rose Ancilla, servant at Feast Dubai. Today, I'm excited to share to you the Gospel from Mark chapter 1, verse 21 to 28. Then they came to Capernaum, and on the Sabbath, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. The people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. And their synagogue was a man with an unclean spirit. He cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Quiet, come out of him." The unclean spirit convulsed him and with a loud cry came out of him. All were amazed and asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching with authority. He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." His fame spread everywhere throughout the whole region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. A few weeks ago, for the first time, me and Neri, my husband, were exposed to a COVID-19 positive. Upon knowing it, we were terrified and worried. With almost a year of hearing about the virus from the media and government authorities, I think this was the first time that it sinks in me about this COVID pandemic. Ay, oo nga, meron talagang virus. And to help myself calm down, I tried educating myself by reading articles about the virus and listening to qualified resources on how to manage exposure and COVID-19 positive. Sometimes hearing the truth about the virus is not enough, and having this experience of being exposed, it brings a huge impact and realizations to me and my husband. Just like in our gospel for today, Jesus did not only preach, but also let the people experience on what he's preaching, the healing. This is when he orders the evil spirit to be quiet and drives it out of the man. And the people who witnessed it were astonished. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus meet us regardless who we are and where we are. He understands us that as a human being, we tend to believe only if we were able to experience it. Are you in pain right now? Are you suffering from an illness? Don't worry, there is hope. Have faith. During the time of Jesus, all illnesses were understood as manifestation of evil and sinfulness. But today, our understanding is very different. Illness can be a description of a physical condition or a broken relationship or an addiction or having a financial debts. Today, Jesus reminds us that he has power over our illnesses. We just need to surrender everything to him. He gave us this gift, our free will, to do the right thing, and more importantly, to have the desire to receive healing. He also calls us to increase our faith in him. After our 10-day self-quarantine, we had our PCR test, and thank God, we were both negative. Ito lang yata yung panahon na dapat maging masaya tayo pag negative. But Kidding aside, when you receive good news and receive healing in your life, will you just be quiet and keep it to yourself? Or you will declare it and proclaim His name, the name of Jesus, having an overwhelming joy in our heart and soul, you cannot contain it. After receiving the healing and miracles that I've been praying for many days, it is difficult for me not to declare and thank God for listening to our prayers and responding to our desire of healing. He gave us more than healing. He also rested my weary heart in Him. That's why, to all my brothers and sisters in Christ who are listening in this podcast, if you are worried and thought that God is not listening to your prayers, I encourage you to continue in trusting the Lord and pray more to increase your faith and believe that God is in control. Believe that God is doing something for your life and let your faith take over your fear. And I encourage everyone to let the name of Jesus our healer be known. If you are in a community like the feast, physical gathering man yan or online, share that blessing and bring someone to be blessed. And let that person experience the joy of being part of a spiritual family. Just like in the gospel, the people were amazed and the name of Jesus spreads throughout the Galilee. Thank you for joining with me today. Share this podcast to your family and friends. Like and follow our Feast Dubai District Facebook page and join us in our Feast Zoom online.